Welcome back. Insert intro song that is still being workshopped here.
I did show some people.
We had some progress made this week.
The sample tunes.
And our audio engineer, Kylie, he partnered with some AI.
Honestly, you can do anything with AI.
Unfortunately, I don't think we can copyright that, though.
I was doing so much with AI this week just to get ideas going, you know?
Big AI has really infiltrated your brain.
Oh, I am
You're
AI.
Chipped. You're chipped.
Have you ever seen those TikToks where it's me with AI recently and it's just a random shadow and it's holding hands with a shadow walking down the road? And
that's how I feel. You and your life partner of chat. I saw a person that was, speaking of celebrity lookalikes, have you seen the AI generated photos of JD Vance?
I've seen many.
Okay, and Donald Trump. You're on that. Yes. The JD Vance ones. I saw the exact whatever AI generated JD Vance looks like. I saw him today. I couldn't take a photo again because I'm just not sure the legal implications of doing that. But
what is that? That's basically Toronto Finance Bro. All they do is go to the gym, have no expression on their face. I feel like that would be
AI.
Yeah, AI JD Vance.
No, I have. We'll insert photo of AI JD Vance, and then you'll just imagine what he looks like in the wild. The real version of him.
Just so you guys can also find AI JD Vance.
Exactly. So I think the big news of the week was...
That would be so funny though. Sorry. What? I was just thinking if we had a Pokemon... You know how Pokemon gotta catch them all? It's we did Pokemon cards of celebrity lookalikes.
Wait, that'd be really good. Collector's edition. Yes. That could go onto our merch site along with the sweater that says empty our cheeks. Empty my cheeks. That's even better.
Yeah, empty my cheeks.
Okay, it's provocative. Big news of the week was the king opening parliament for us.
Oh, I know, but I didn't actually listen.
Oh, nor did I. That's not the important piece.
Okay, so what?
It's the fact that it happened. But did you see what made quite big news afterwards was Justin Trudeau's shoes and what he was wearing too? Dead. He was wearing your spezials.
Really?
Yes, with his suit. And a lot of people were disappointed because how was such an important parliamentary figure wearing?
Well, yeah, but he's gone. He doesn't have to
play
the part.
In. Yeah, I think she knows. And if he ever had to make a run for it because so many people hate him, he had his runners on.
Fashion police was on Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, exactly. It's the boomer police because they don't get it.
They have no sense of fashion.
But it was your same colorway, green with pink or something.
Yeah, green with orange, bright orange.
Yeah, your original ones, or your first pair. Okay, so that was pretty newsworthy. Did you have any?
He's late to the trend because I barely wear those anymore.
Oh my gosh! Sorry, step on his neck.
Sorry, Trudeau. Trudy.
He didn't have access to. He probably wasn't allowed access to TikTok and stuff when he was in Parliament. So maybe he's just getting. It's like Instagram Reels. He's just getting caught up on what was in months ago. Just kidding. No shade to Instagram Reels because I think they finally have caught up.
Do you think the Prime Minister uses AI?
Girl, I'm sure you can ask. I'm sure chat knows.
Or is that forbidden?
I don't think that's forbidden. I think everyone should. I think if you're not using it, you're behind. And speaking of TikTok and trends, I don't mean to brag, but I have been spending less time on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why?
I've discovered...
Applying for jobs?
Not that productive. I've discovered Candy Crush.
Oh my God.
Have you ever played that?
Yeah, it's back in 2008.
So I'm late to the game and I've been addicted. But it's been good to not be doom scrolling, and there is a time limit because you run out of lives, and I refuse to put money. I was gonna say
the big red flag, or the part where we have to have an intervention, is when you start putting money into those games.
I wouldn't admit to that anyway. You'll never know.
You're taking that to the grave.
Yeah, exactly. If I spend a dime of real, I use my gold bars to get more lives. You know how they give you gold bars, and they're do you want to
watch
them?
This ad?
Exactly. Always yes, because I want to keep playing. But there are preventative measures from spending too much time on it. So in my opinion, it's a little better than TikTok, but I was pretty proud of myself for that. I still don't want to look at my average
screen time.
Yeah.
I do
I'm
wonder.
Not ready to be that vulnerable.
That's funny. My partner is obsessed with Plants vs. Zombies. So if you haven't gave that one a go,
what is that?
Maybe add that to your rotation.
What is
You've
that?
You've never played Plants vs. Zombies?
No, I'm late to all these games, obviously.
So you'll have to look into that one. That's his bedtime game. He always plays that before bedtime to wind him down and then goes to bed.
That's like Candy Crush's slogan is to put the stress away or something. That's,
I didn't even know Candy Crush had a slogan, so.
You're not a real one.
No.
You're not a real one.
No.
Okay, Plants vs. Zombies. I'll add that when I get to, when I get reach level 500 of Candy Crush, and it's just getting to be too much.
When you can't win the game anymore, that's a frustrating feeling.
Exactly. Well, what game were you playing with the frog jump?
Oh, I wasn't playing a game. Speaking of TikTok trends, and I guess that'd be a fun segment.
What would our podcast be without TikTok?
Like, honestly, I think we gotta. But it gets good conversation going. That should be like, what's the craziest TikTok you've seen this week? We should start implementing that.
Oh, I love that.
Craziest TikTok I've seen this week, and I don't know if you've seen it too. Video of, I don't know where this is in the U.S. And I don't even know if it's in the U.S., but I'm assuming because I can't imagine any other country doing this. Midwest girl has frog. And there's like all these people around her. She drops the frog and I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? And she starts screaming at it behind it. And the frog starts jumping away. And the whole like fair or competition, whatever this is, frog rodeo, is seeing how many jumps it can take for the frog to get to the finish line. So she's literally behind it in like frog jump position and she's screaming at it.
She's coaching.
And the
it.
Entire comment section is like, I'm the first in my bloodline to ever watch this sport. Is this like frog traumatizing competition? I don't know, but it was really wild.
That's kind of a silly sport because I guess like frogs will jump away from people no matter what. I feel like they're
yeah,
scared,
but I guess so you really have to like
you have to really scare it to win them, win the
but
jumps.
Yeah, like,
and you think people put money on that?
Probably. I don't know. Like I said, it's like Midwest, racing? Midwest USA. Who knows what they do there?
Nothing else to do.
But it had me thinking, like, without TikTok or like social media and these platforms, I would have no clue that existed. And what kind of, does this really add any benefit to my life knowing this? No.
Yeah, but it's, you're learning about other cultures.
Other sports.
You're learning about other cultures and sports.
So if I start picking up frogs, frog traumatizing competition.
Were you a kid that picked up frogs like after a rainy day or at a cottage camping?
I picked up frogs.
You definitely give picking up frogs, hang them by their little, see if they can
I didn't do that. I made a nice ecosystem for them, even though I'm like taking them out of their environment.
Put them into a little glass dish that's only meant to be for a betta fish or something. Okay, well, on the topic of things Americans do wrong,
uh-huh.
I think we could have a full episode on that one too.
Yep.
And no offense to any Americans who are listening. But it is so crazy. Like right now I'm watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh my gosh. I can't lose my track here because I know there's just so many ways I can take this. But what's crazy to me is that they don't take their shoes off when walking into people's homes.
That's common in like the US,
yes,
not just Mormons though.
No, sorry. It's on every TV show. Like when they're like watching TV and you see Americans like sitting on beds,
yeah,
on couches and they're wearing shoes.
Yeah. Things you would outlaw as mayor.
Oh, like that to me is crazy. Like I think Khloe Kardashian is like crazy in her house for asking people to take their shoes off.
But can I ask, would you rather have someone who has stinky feet keep their shoes on in the house with just dirty, like what would you rather have, dirty shoes or stinky feet?
That's a good question. I think for like sanitary reasons, I think a dirty shoe is worse than a stinky foot. I think a stinky foot is probably just, I don't know, actually. Or when, like, we were going to a friend's house the other day and I had to pack a pair of socks because I cannot be barefoot. Like, if you're wearing sandals, yeah, and then going to someone's house and having to take your shoe, like, I can't be barefoot on someone's floor.
Yeah.
Nothing worse. And I'm sure most people have clean floors if they're inviting people over. But nothing worse than a seasoned
floor.
Oh.
That's the worst feeling ever.
That is something I can't get. That is definitely a part of my mental illness, though. Like if I feel one grain of something on my foot, even sand, like I hate sandy feet, like on the beach.
Yeah.
Puts me into sensory overload.
Nothing worse, though, also like for your particular situation, wearing sandals and having the leather like wear off on your toenails and making it look like fungal infection.
That's so funny you say that because I forgot to warn Jake about that. I forgot to warn him that. So backstory is I was wearing this leather mule in Mexico and I don't know if it was a combination of
heat
and
new shoes.
Yeah, I don't know what it was or if it was just the shoe itself. It was bound to happen. But I was wearing a brown leather sandal or mule and it seeped into my toenail. I didn't know toenails were so porous and it stained. So it looks like I have an ombre yellowed toenail on every single one of my toes.
It was giving fungus.
Exactly. And then when we were out last week and I was wearing sandals, Jake looked at me and said, "What is wrong with your toes?" And I forgot to have given him the warning ahead of time. Which, speaking of, I posted a TikTok not long ago, but I had to quickly delete it because I was talking about people with yellow toes wearing open toe shoes.
Yeah.
That is something I would outlaw immediately. Like, that's...
Fashion police would also come in and say, please cover your toes.
That's a mandatory...
Please paint them or cover them.
That is a mandatory sentence. Sentence of going to the nail salon and at least getting some polish. But I posted a TikTok talking about how that needs to be outlawed. And someone commented saying, maybe we should be a little less judgmental. And I forgot to put the warning that I was one with yellow toes, and I'm also not allowed to wear open toe shoes right now. So I had to delete it because people felt like I was coming for the yellow toe community. I am one.
I am a part of your community.
Another community I'm a part of?
Tell me.
You have it written down. You wanted to discuss Garçon hemorrhoids.
Oh, you're a part of that. Yes. I thought you were saying a part of a community I'm a part of. I don't have hemorrhoids. PSA.
Let it be known, I don't have hemorrhoids.
You do.
Why did you want to discuss that? You just wanted to put my health concerns on blast?
No, so at work I see a lot of hemorrhoids, but like also in my personal life living with you at 902, just your hemorrhoid stories. And
this is definitely not safe for work material. You don't want to run this one by me?
Anyways, I just had thought of hemorrhoids, and I was thought it was just always funny, like thinking of you, just like anus.
That's the sweetest thing your friend could say to you. I think of hemorrhoids and that makes me think of you. Wow, whisper sweet nothings.
There was probably more to that, and I just can't see. This is our issue where we just want to keep things
secret. Like, we don't want to spoil the entire thing, so we just...
I know, but I do want to go back to frog jump competition. We got to...
Oh, there's something else.
I have personal story about frogs in general, not me picking them up like at the cottage or anything.
Okay.
Once upon a time, I was seeing this guy, and I was invited to like their friend's birthday, like somewhere near Huntsville, I would imagine. And it was like a survivor themed birthday. And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I went to this event, and it was so serious that at one point they were like, have you ever had like frog legs? And I'm like, no. And they're like, okay, like, well, let's go catch them. And they actually made us go up into this dry ass riverbed and catch frogs, which felt, I was like, okay, this survivor's getting a little too serious. And then they would actually kill them and then cut the legs off and cook them. And I have a photo, and we can share it, and I won't expose the person, of the frog legs and a pan. And they like...
Did you eat it?
I felt pressured. I was invited
to some... There's no way you didn't quickly say, I'm vegetarian.
I didn't. I was pressured. I was peer pressured into eating those, but that was crazy.
Did they season it?
Yeah, like, with like butter and garlic. But like also little on me having frog legs, and I wasn't even in Paris. I was in
and you don't even like eat chicken wings.
I don't even eat, yeah.
You don't eat meat with bones.
Yeah, but there's no bones in frog legs. Anyways, you know when the date gets a little too weird?
At what point do you just lock yourself into the bathroom?
Yeah. Anyways.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. You kept that one secret.
That was just a wild... It resurfaced when I was watching those frog jumping competition videos. I was like, oh my god. Remember that time we went on a date and they actually made us go hunt frogs and then eat them?
That is one of those moments where you know you can't tell your friends that because you don't know where the relationship is going to go. You know, they're gonna
you're like, let me just keep it judged. Hush. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, we'll have to include the video or I'll have to show you at least.
Man, that's awful. I don't know if we'll get flagged by PETA for that one.
I didn't partake.
Was there any other events at that? Or that was the main, that was the final.
That was like near the end of it all.
I guess somebody really wanted to try, and they just used that as an excuse to get the gang to try those.
Yeah, it's like we're playing Survivor. Like, what they do on Survivor?
First things, let's go get frog legs. It's like this person's favorite food.
Local. But yeah, so wouldn't do that again. But yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
Shock factor, you know, like date shock factor. Have you ever had a little date shock factor moment?
I don't think so. I think also following up from that, I don't think there's ever been a moment like that. I don't know what I would do. I know for a fact it would be one of those. I'm vegetarian. Like, how can you say you're allergic to frog? You would have never known because you would have never tried it before. Or I've eaten that before and had a really bad reaction. my face got swollen. And back to the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Are you not watching?
No.
I don't understand. Like, I honestly, I actually feel bad for these women, like for putting their lives on display. And I guess they grew up just so sheltered and in that church that they don't know, or I would assume they know the reaction from the first season that they're going to get, like public scrutiny.
Any person going on to public media is gonna get scrutinized.
It's true.
Like, even us.
But it's like, I'm watching this and I'm like, you guys have gone through a season. You know the backlash you're gonna get. And the second season seems to be even crazier. And like, the things they're shamed for by their family on television.
But that's the Mormon community for you.
Yeah. Do you think you feel it as soon as you cross the border into Utah? Like, the air is different here.
Like, it's just like Mormon air.
Yeah. And not seeing, like, being at restaurants, and they're not, a lot of the restaurants aren't allowed to show their bar, right? Like, you have to hide your.
I think you would definitely feel it. You would get an sense of it.
It's like when we were in Texas and I so badly wanted to see my first gun. Like, what a weird thing to want to do. And I saw my first one at first Bucky's and then my second one at the Alamo. And both were like perfectly fitting. I was like, Bucky's, Alamo.
And they're not just like little guns. They're like,
no,
hefty.
They're just,
yeah,
Glock on the waist. I understand. But that's one I would love to see, like,
it's when people have accessories for it. That's another red flag. Like, rather than the, like, gun itself.
I think ours would be rhinestoned. You're giving camo, actually. We wouldn't
camo
expect it from you.
But,
oh, that would be crazy. Okay, like, paint night, but rhinestone your gun night. You think they have those in the South?
That would be wild. And I bet you that happens. But that's another prime example of things that happen in the USA that I just don't know.
Yeah, it is an interesting. I think we could have a full series. I think season two could all be about weird things they do. I'm sure they do it here too. Like, Alberta does exist and they're pretty close. Oh, and I did have a bone to pick with you.
What?
So, remember last week when, firstly, you got my hopes really excited. You had my hopes up about a celebrity potentially listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
And then it was the McFlurry update. Yeah. Okay. So just think of that roller coaster.
Yeah.
And then you told me it was really, really good.
Yeah. Well, so, which one did you have?
Oreo.
Okay.
Like you suggested.
Well, that's because
I was a good student and I got exactly what was instructed. Rolled up to the drive-thru, took my first bite. That cheesecake is feast cake. That is disgusting.
No, it's good.
It is disgusting.
We'll have to do a poll. Podcast listeners, if you like it, let me know.
So I've been eating a lot of ice cream, if you can't tell this week.
If I can't.
If you can't see it in my cheek.
I can't tell, I'm 3 pounds heavier.
I'm a little heavier. And I also was scrolling through, because when you're on the airplane, what else is there to do but go through your old photos?
That's the best time to do it.
Like, that's literally the only thing to do if you finish your shows that have been downloaded.
I really want to just delete all my photos on my phone and start new, you know?
That would feel so,
like,
good.
I don't need all these. I don't need over 10,000 photos on my phone.
Or that app that, like, finds similar photos and then just deletes
them.
All the similar.
But I'm like, I don't know if I can trust that.
No,
or
I know. It's going to
Or is it
going to
be like a 3-day free trial, then you're getting charged
$150. And then they all come back. Then all the photos come back to your camera.
That would be awful.
But as I was going through my camera roll, I have a album on my phone called Workout Videos. It has, like, at least 100 videos.
You have them on your, like, saved to your device?
Yes. I go on TikTok, saved to device. With the expectation of me doing it.
That's next level commitment.
It's commitment to save it and take up precious iCloud storage. Never once have I opened those workout videos.
I know that I'm not going to do workout videos.
It's just a joke.
You just have to go there and just do what you're told, you know?
But it's a psychological thing where you feel better about yourself that, like, one day I'll do this workout.
Imagine you making your own, like, workouts, though. Like, what, you're saving these videos to make your own workout itinerary?
You really have the sweetest things to say to me. When I think of you, I think of hemorrhoids. I think of you.
When I think of you, I think about making workout itineraries that are never going to happen.
That's facts. That's an accurate one. Are you watching any of the hockey playoffs right now?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully, my partner's team lost, so we don't have to watch hockey anymore.
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, he's an Ottawa supporter. Yes. You won't ever have to watch it for too long. Just kidding. Ottawa supporters.
Sorry, Trudy.
But that got me thinking, because you know how the wives of hockey players all look the exact same?
Yeah.
There's a formula they all follow. Yeah. What sport would you like to be married to a professional athlete?
Ooh.
What would you like to be a WAG of?
Honestly, I feel like I would want it to be low key. Like, I wouldn't want it to be like one of the big sports. Like, definitely not basketball, definitely not hockey.
Like the ones you're getting signed up to be cheated on?
Yeah, definitely not soccer. Honestly, like golf. I feel like the wives of golf players are just like living their own life, you know?
Okay, I knew you were a golf girl deep down.
Catch me in that tennis skirt. Oh, tennis. I would be a wife of a tennis player.
Tennis, I feel like they travel so much though.
But I love that.
Oh, she said, don't have to see you too frequently. Tennis is a good one. But I also feel like that one might attract some. I guess, like, to be a wife of a professional athlete, I guess it's just.
Think of Julia from Real Housewives of Miami, married to
a retired tennis player.
Yeah, but point
she's
is,
she's not on tour.
Yeah, but she was best like tennis player of all time. Forget was her name. She was really good.
Martina.
Shout out to Raymond. I know you listen to this podcast and you know everything about tennis. So.
Oh, she's gonna be upset. We don't know her name.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a good answer. Baseball might be good too, though. I think they say baseball players have girlfriends in every city they go to because they're always going.
Yeah, and they're in the city for like a long period of time. They're playing like six games. Yeah,
3 to 4 games or something.
That's too much.
Who plays that sport?
If you lost the first time, accept it. Move on.
Exactly.
I don't. It's not best out of four.
Viewership is down. No wonder. Who can commit to? How many games do they play a year? Like 200.
I don't know. It's too much.
That's too much.
Also, like, I don't know. Like, no offense to anyone who plays baseball. But if someone's like, oh, yeah, like, I know this, like, pro baseball player and, like I'm not impressed, you know? There's something about, like,
There's something about baseball
that I'm like, yeah. Okay, like, I don't know. Maybe hockey. I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. That's impressive. Even though I don't really like the sport. But I feel like there's just, I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
Like, it's not too much of a real sport?
I don't love sports at all. So I feel like I'm not.
I think it's just too boring. It takes quite an attention span. Like, what if your kid wants to play baseball? What do you do?
I would support that because a good parent.
You would go to the games?
I didn't say that.
I would support financially. I would pay someone to watch them at the game.
But
a body double.
But like, you know, it's like, what's more impressive? Like if you know someone who's an actor or you know someone who's a sport, like a professional sports player.
Wait, but this is the thing. Think this is... unfair of me, this is unfair to the acting community and the theater community, but think about the difference at like the ripe age of like, I don't know, 14-15, someone wants to be a professional actor and someone wants to be a professional athlete. Think about how differently they're treated at that age. Like you're like bullied, like, for like wanting, like, yeah true. You're like bullied, but when you're older it's like, oh my gosh, that's so much cooler.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
It's so silly how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you rather, your child being in theater or your child being...
I think theater.
Yeah.
Because I also think, like, again, I think theater people are sometimes some of the funniest people ever because they can just play into this character.
Yeah.
I don't know. I definitely would prefer and I feel like they're just, like, good people.
Yeah.
Like, generally.
Over athletes, for
over
sure.
athletes, where it's, like, they're glorified. It's, like, I don't know, bad. They're surrounded Smelly. By, like, people of the same mindset. Whereas, like, theater, it's, like, I don't know, you're doing it because you love it and you know you might be bullied doing it, but you do it. And
that's true. Strength. That's yeah, strength and resilience.
Perseverance.
I would say on a similar vein, something I was thinking about recently, I don't know why I'm already laughing, but I love comedy. Like I love like stand-up, like when you don't know what to watch, like I love putting on a special, like someone's stand-up special. And I think it's so wild that we are in an age where people are all like, I want to do better than our parents did. Like, I want to make sure my kid has X, Y, and Z. And like, it's really like people are like really intentional when
it comes
to parenting.
Not people having a competition with their parents.
No, but you know, like that's the sentiment.
Yeah.
Like for even though I fear that that's going to result in a shortage of comedians. Cause like, you're not funny if you grew up in a perfectly stable household, no offense. Yeah. That doesn't build any strength. You weren't bullied. Like you're not funny if that's the case. So I fear that we're going to see a shortage of comedians because people are wanting to be too intentional and I don't know, super healthy parents.
Yeah. I think it's healthy to like, riff on your friends and like, obviously touch on
it shows.
Yeah. But you're hardest on those you love, you know, like be able to take a joke. It's the worst when you're like maybe even around a friend group where it's like they would never. And it's like, oh, I'm not going to do well in this group.
No, you know, so early on, it's like you walk into a function and you're like,
where the filter's
on. What the fuck function? Okay. Not this one. But you feel it. Like the air is like, whew, okay, I'm going to have to be so.
Gotta get my goody two shoes on, you know?
That is hard. Cause I feel like I grew up with like, it's like been this like for so long and everyone we surround ourselves with is like us.
Yeah.
So going into those where you're like, okay, gotta make sure I don't say anything. That
and it's not
can't
even like controversial. It's just like,
no, it's just like you want to throw a little jab at someone.
But you know? Like, let's hope that jab isn't their 13th reason.
Point proven. Can't use that one in too many groups.
But speaking of like going back to apps, and
I thought you were gonna go frog again. I was like, this guy cannot get the frog off his mind.
No, going back to apps and like how you wanted to delete photos and everything.
Yeah.
Your period app, was that Flow?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was so, I don't know who is in charge of the notifications there, but they need to be fired immediately. Wait, let me pull it up. I sent it to Kai this week. I didn't even have it on notes. I was just scrolling the gram and I got this notification that was one of the scariest notifications that I've ever seen.
It was jump scare for you.
No, it was just so bizarre. Where did I send that to you over text?
On text.
Okay. This is exactly what the message wrote. While I was just scrolling, oh, look, it appears that I was on TikTok. The header of the notification said PMS or early pregnancy, think face emoji. The two can feel pretty similar. Look inside to better understand what's going on. And I just thought whoever okayed that, I don't know, if they still have a job this week, good
watch
on
out.
Ya.
Watch out, because Jen's going to be sending in complaint.
Yeah, good on ya. But that was an insane.
And know what that reminded me of? That time you got Dollarama pregnancy test.
We can't be sharing this so early. Why? In the pod.
No, this is good. This is, people want to know so this. I think you got two, no? Just because we were a little bit concerned of like, how much can we trust a dollar pregnancy test from the dollar store?
Speaking of, have I ever told you about where I saw someone doing a Dollarama pregnancy test?
No.
Worse. What's worse than us doing that in the condo was walking to a McDonald's bathroom and seeing like,
oh, that's sad.
Middle school aged girls panicking and doing a Dollarama. Like her friend was like holding, like, wow. It comes in like a little.
That's just a girl experience, because I've never seen.
I love being a woman. No, she took it out of the McDonald's. Like, she's under the stall, hands her friend the little, like, the shallow petri dish of pee or whatever before you stick the pH balance test in it or whatever.
Come on, chemist.
And I'm just washing my hands beside all of this in the McDonald's bathroom.
Washing your hands a little bit longer just so you can see the outcome.
I was like, happy birthday. That's what I was supposed to sing. Yeah. I was like, oh, you're singing that. So, yeah, I don't know. Thankfully, that was in the clear.
Putting your hands into the air dryer maybe two times because it's not fully dry.
And hoping that the air dryer was a little quieter than the usual because I did want to hear. But yeah, that was, I just felt so sorry, both me and that girl. Anyone who's ever had to do that, I just feel,
that's so funny. But honestly though, why?
Are they selling those there?
Yeah.
They have to be accessible. They're expensive.
I know, but like maybe you could go to a walk-in clinic, you know, and use your
OHIP-free. OHIP. Wait, they would do that there?
Yes. You can go there and you can.
Well, she must have been so.
I guess you're like in the moment. I don't know. Wait times at walk-in clinics can be quite long, or they may not even see you. But yeah, you can do that. Another PSA.
Yeah, I don't know that. That girl must have been like 13, 14 though. She was a young girl. So who knew? Who knew?
Remember parenting in high school? Did you ever take that course?
No. Did you?
No.
Where you get like a fake baby? Is that real or is that only in the movies?
And maybe this is why we don't have kids yet.
Yeah.
We never did parenting in high school.
Yeah, I'm actually glad. I don't think that would make you want to have children though. That's probably a preventative measure the school has in place for. It's a form of birth control, is taking care of a whiny baby.
Yeah.
Fake baby.
Walking around with that fake pregnant belly.
Well, speaking of jump scares and notifications I got on my phone this week, one of them was an email for the Bridgerton experience.
I know someone that went to that.
Me too. Me too. My sister.
Oh, yeah.
Katie,
so will you
it.
Be going?
No, I don't know. Whistle down. My enemies are out to get me. I don't know how I ended up on that list. I don't know. But that is, I was thinking, firstly, their marketing team got the wrong girl. But I don't even know. That's a really good, no one's going to get hurt from doing this prank. That is one of the pranks that I would love to play on someone, is like signing up for emails of that nature. Bridgerton's not that good because like they're not going to spam me or anything. But just getting that, I was like, who signed me up for this? There's no way I've ever put my email into the Bridgerton experience. But they're coming back. Probably with a vengeance.
Okay, wait. Realistically, how much would you do that for like $20?
Oh, like what money would it take me to go to the Bridgerton experience?
Like what if I paid for your ticket and I paid you?
Oh, I'd go for only for the people watching. Like I would pay for the people watching.
And you're dressed the part?
I would have trouble dressing.
Don't worry. Leave it to fashion police.
What do they call you? I would be like Lady Jennifer. Lady Jenny. Yeah, I don't know. I'd really struggle in those environments. It's that and like Comic-Con and anything you really have to dress up for. even though I love themed parties and I wish we had more of those.
Yeah, so
like every week at Summer House they have a theme and yeah. like everyone goes like really hard for it. I wish we did that more.
I appreciate but people that
Bridgerton get dressed theme to the part. Would send me.
It's just like I don't think it's necessarily the fact of like the dressing up or anything of that sort, because that's exciting and that's like fun.
It's fun.
It's just like the people that take it really seriously. That it's
like the real ladies.
Yeah, like you're in like the Victorian era.
Yeah.
It's in like people Victorian that are like talking era. And it's like talking to each other in like formal like
an accent.
Yeah.
Wait, that's actually a question I have. Mm-hmm. Whenever you watch those old movies, why do they have different accents? I guess language evolves.
Yeah.
But you know how they talk like this? You know, like those.
But I think that's just how they spoke at the time.
Like how did we evolve so much that we got to
girl, look at Shakespeare. We don't talk like that anymore.
That's true. But that's like old European times. They still have accents. I'm talking like North American, like Western. Like, you know, they just talk. Oh, they just like, I don't know. It's like an old timey accent. And that's what I guess you would have to do with the Bridgerton experience.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand how they had accents and then we just evolved to, I guess that's speech.
Yeah, I'm sure you could go back to school and take a course on.
I have no interest. I would just rather just ask the question and try to figure out why that happened and when that happened.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT for sure would know. I was thinking also, because this week you texted me, because you have my husband's location. Yeah. And you texted me asking where she was and if she was at a friend's house.
Honestly, for all the girls listening, you should have your girl's partner's location on your phone. Because then your girls can keep tabs on your man,
exactly.
You know, like exactly. I did. I said, why is she there?
Exactly. But I also was laughing after the fact because I was like, what if that's the way I found out she was cheating?
Exactly.
That would never happen. That would like
sister supporting sisters,
like, least likely person to ever cheat on this planet. Yeah. But I was just laughing because I was like, what if that's the way I find out you texting me saying, why is she at X location? And we also had a similar experience when we lived together. Because Jake's location was, we both had it at that time, like when we lived together. Like, I still have his location, sorry. I don't know why I said we both had it. But we saw that he was at an unknown location. I was like, I don't know where this person, like, I knew what friends he was with, and I thought I knew where they lived. So I was like, I don't know why he's at this location. So Kai and I went incognito. I don't even know what we did. We had hats on.
We wore, like, really similar outfits.
Hoodies,
sweatpants.
And hats. And then, like, tucked our hood and our hair into our, or I tucked my hair into my hood and I like tightened it, I think.
Yeah. And we hopped on the city bikes.
Yeah. We hopped on the Toronto city bikes and we biked to the location that Jake's phone showed he was at. And we kept doing circles because it looked like he was at a restaurant which had a patio.
Yeah.
So we kept doing circles and I was like, he's not in that restaurant. Like, we don't see him. And then turns out he was in that condo, like at a friend's house.
But we like looped around that block probably three times.
It was so funny. Us like, what else do you have to do on a Friday, Saturday night besides stalk your partner?
Yeah, you just want to make sure.
And in case you're listening, Jake, thankfully he doesn't listen to our pod. In case you are listening, don't stop sharing your location with us.
Yeah, that would be quite shocking if we did stroll up and the outcome wasn't what we thought it was. It
would have been wild. That would have been so wild. The girl was too stunned to speak.
That would make for good TikTok content.
Yeah,
though.
That's good content.
Another thing that's quite shocking is, you know, when you go shopping and you think that, like, you know the price of something and you go to the cashier and they hit you with like,
oh, you think you're being conservative with like your total? You're like, oh, I'm gonna go over here.
Or you're like, oh, this is fine, like I got this. Or it's like you grabbed the wrong item.
Yeah.
When you go to the cashier and they hit you with the price, are you the one to be like, oh, I don't want that? Or are you too embarrassed to be like, no, I guess, okay, credit?
Too embarrassed. Too embarrassed, let me tell you, because that makes me think of that time I bought a vape in Austin.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to be cool vape girl for the weekend.
Yeah, not knowing
not
the...
me, not me, asthmatic.
Mysterious
coughing,
girl.
Coughing girl.
Mysterious asthmatic girl.
But it was my first time purchasing one. And the sticker shock when he told me the total in USD. So he tells me the total, 80 USD. I was way too embarrassed to turn around. There was a lineup behind me. I was like, yeah, I'm a vape girl. I knew that this was going to cost this much. And I just tapped my card and then left it. Gifted.
Yeah, gifted. It's lasted quite a long time. So
well, she honestly, died when we were all together. That was like kind of
bang for your buck. Sweet.
Yeah, that was money well spent, I'd say, over a year's worth of vaping for our friends. But pretty wild. The sticker shock. Why do you typically say I don't want it? Or you're never. We're definitely in the same boat. Like, it'd be
it's too embarrassing.
I'd rather return. I'd rather pretend it didn't fit and come back like days later than be like, ooh, that's, even though I have no chance.
If I would do that. I would just be like, wow, that's, I guess I'm paying for this.
Has that happened to you recently? Is that why? Did you go shopping this week?
No, it was just like a memory that kind of came back.
It was a nightmare. Speaking of nightmare, my nightmare blunt rotation of the week. Anyone that works at Service Ontario.
I know.
I don't know. I think just as an Uber driver's requirement is like stepping on both pedals very aggressively. A requirement to work at Service Ontario is you have to be willing to just be angry all the time. And I understand they probably deal with like some of the worst people ever. Like, because everyone has to go to Service Ontario. It's not like a specific group of pleasant folk. And it's often like you're angry having to go there.
Or like the client or whatever you want to call them is so wrong or like hasn't done anything, but like so demanding. Yeah. I wouldn't be happy at Service Ontario.
No, nor would I.
God bless the people.
Yeah.
That are, but.
Our public servants. Yeah. We're very grateful for them. Not me though. Like I did not like the way that they speak to you. So I have to give them grace in that they've dealt with like some of the worst people in the world.
That applies to any customer service job though. Like if you're like people facing, like you definitely not being paid enough.
No, like, it's fair, but Service Ontario is a specific, like they're like particularly bad. And that was my my nightmare blunt rotation of the week is just sitting with those people. And
know who was punchable for me this week?
Oh, let's hear it.
People that like skip the line. There's like clearly a long ass line that everyone's waiting for. Like the other day at work, all the elevators were like down. Only one functional elevator. Which is like patience is a virtue, like get in line, wait your turn. Yeah. But the people that just like jump to the front, or it's like even when you're driving and they like wait to like merge in. Yeah. Like that's very punchable.
Yeah.
Like so rude. And also like who cares? Like whatever you're getting to, like you're late. Oh my God. On top of that, once you get in the elevator and people are trying to squeeze themselves in, I'm sorry, personal space.
Yeah.
Don't get close to me.
You should like point at the capacity sign.
When I'm in an elevator and then let's say I'm the last person to get in, I make it very like, sorry, you're not getting in. Like I stand at that door. Wide legs.
You're a bouncer. You're the elevator bouncer.
Don't care.
Slip me a 20 and maybe I'll get you in here, but there's no chance.
And I am pressing close the door every time.
Oh, me too. It's like a habit though. As soon as you press your floor, close, close, close.
The worst is when the button doesn't work though. But you're so like,
oh, and you see someone but coming, but they're like an awkward distance and you're like, don't let them in. Yeah, I know. That's relatable. I don't know if I have a punchable person this week. That's definitely not true because I don't think I've ever gone a week without wanting to punch somebody. Probably, but I guess that would be my Service Ontario folk, but just the worst people to deal with. I think for a segment on our pod, I think it'd be fun. We joke about like giving poor advice and sometimes good advice. I think we should start an advice column. You know, like those like rom-coms when they used to like have people calling in and do advice.
I just don't know how we get people to do
that. Well, let's start with fake prompts. Like we can ask ChatGPT and pretend Sarah from Wisconsin has asked us.
Ooh,
like, you know,
yeah,
they don't need to know, but
that's working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. But now they know because I've told them, but that's just for the inside. The insiders know that. But yeah, let's start with fake ones. Just kidding. Let's put a question box on our
Ask FM.
Yeah, but it's gonna be non-anonymous. Unless we can get anonymous, if folks want to remain anonymous, we can.
I think anonymous is better. You're getting way more unhinged content if it's anonymous. And this is great. Like honestly, perks for our listeners. Like if you can't afford therapy, don't worry, we're here.
Or you have chat.
Yeah.
Chat has become
people's therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think any job is safe from ChatGPT?
I honestly think nursing is, so.
Oh, well, yeah, hopefully, I guess. Imagine robots coming in to take your vitals.
Honestly, they could. Like, vitals is, like, the least. It's, like, more so, like, the just, like, thinking, the medication, the time management, like, the empathy.
Are you still in pain? Yes or no? Yes. Okay, here's a morphine tablet. They, like, spit it out. Like, you know, in Benchwarmers, when you can ask the robot for a sandwich and he orders, like, a white bread sandwich with Skittles? That'd be me with AI. I want a old-fashioned Dunkaroo, like before they did the reboot.
Know what question I had, speaking of old-fashioned? If you were a donut, what donut would you be?
Wait.
But don't answer it as in like a donut you like. What donut do you think you would be? Like flavor.
Wait,
like,
answer for each other.
Okay.
And don't offend me.
Okay. Am I starting?
Yeah.
white powdered jelly.
That's so, ew, jelly. Empty my cheeks. Don't jelly me up.
That's why.
Okay, because I have full cheeks. Yeah. Because I'm always oozing. Ew. Come That's on. Revolting.
Come on, Hemi.
Lil Hemi. Lil Hemi. I would give you... It's giving purr is like obviously a sprinkled donut.
I love that.
Wait, bead sprinkles though, because that's the best. Oh, not long sprinkles.
I prefer long sprinkles.
Ew, there's not nearly as crunchy. Bead
sprinkles get stuck in your teeth and stuff.
That's the best.
I hate that.
That is the best. But you think honestly, I ate a sesame seed bagel? No, I ate a sprinkled donut.
But you probably also, like, you eat popcorn.
What it mean to you?
What it means
what it means to you was dubbed.
What it means to you.
Why did you? Oh, yeah. Because one time Kyle told me that he likes when I say something. That's how it started, I think. You said, I like that expression you have. And I'm like, what expression? And he's like, I don't know. It's something like what it means to you. I've never said that in my life. And now it's become our...
At dinner last night, the new people starting work.
This was initiation?
No. Like, we just had a work dinner and, like, everyone was talking, like, the new people that were hired. They were like, when I started working here, they're like, I was really confused because, like, you would reference the doctors as she and, like, her. And even the residents were always confused. Like, they couldn't catch on to people's pronouns at work. And they were like, I'm so, like, grateful, like, that I now know that you reference everyone as she, her, unless they're they, them. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, but... My mom also said, she's like, Kyle, it's kind of confusing. Like, I always have to check in to see if your friends change their pronouns or, like, is everyone just she or her? And I'm like, yes, everyone's she, her. That's okay,
I was then. So confused when he started doing that. Because I didn't know. Because I felt and, like we'd girls. Be speaking about different people. Yeah. And then, like, we would be speaking about a woman and then one of your friends. And then it would go back to she. And I was like, wait, who are we talking about now? But now it's
but
just,
once, but
now
then you, gotten, but you've caught on.
Yeah. And it's also a
language
lot
evolving.
Like, yeah. How do we lose that accent? Exactly. How we lost the he, him pronoun. Okay.
I was going to say there's no place for he, him pronouns. But then I was like, unless you're a trans man, then you can be, have he, him or he, they.
Yeah, that's true. I like she, her for all.
It just runs off. Yeah. Runs off the mouth. Is that the same? Runs
off the tongue. What it mean to you? I still would love to know what the expression you thought I
honestly think it was that.
I never said I what know. It means to you. That simply doesn't, that doesn't run off the mouth. Now that's going to be the new. That's how expressions evolve. Expression of the week.
You want to do that now?
I don't know.
I have one. I already got it lined up.
Oh, do you already have the?
I already did everything.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, my pimples are going absolutely absurd right now. I don't know what's coming in. My hormones are coming in raging. Yeah, the herpes are back. Don't tell the Pure PolyF supporters that told me I need to go to the doctor for my herpes.
Okay. Don't worry, listeners. I know normally we throw this expression of the week at the end, but the episode's not done yet.
Oh, just mid episode teaser.
We love teasing.
Edging.
So, because third time's a charm on the topic of frogs.
No way this guy's bringing frogs back.
Yeah. The frog does not question the depth of the pond. It simply just chum. Oh, sorry. It simply
reverse.
Let me just repeat that. The frog does not question the depth of the pond. It simply jumps and trusts the water will hold. First of all, imagine someone Jesus walked used on that water? Expression.
That's way too long. I That's know. Not an expression. That's two sentences. That's a run-on sentence. I would say he who had great faith.
Oh my God, you're so good. It's like you're a Christian or something.
All glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father. That should be our intro song.
We could go on.
All glory and honor is yours, Almighty Mother.
Interesting. Okay, I'll give you a different one. The still frog... sees.
Why are you asking for frog expressions or is it just feeding?
I don't know.
Frog?
I like having a theme. On the topic of Bridgerton themed parties, the still frog sees the ripples others miss.
That's kind of sounds like it's kind of slow and steady wins the race. It or stop and smell the roses. It kind of seems like it's in similar vein.
Being like mindful.
It's being intentional with its...
And the meaning of it is...
I feel like we need to go crazier. Give me...
I know, but...
Speaking of crazy frog, do you remember Crazy Frog?
That would be a fun intro song.
That would go crazy as an intro.
Anyways, just to give you the meaning and then we can wrap it up and continue our podcast. In stillness and patience, we gain a deeper understanding. While others may be distracted by motion or noise, the quiet observer often sees what truly matters. Okay. I'm going to start using that one.
Yeah, when will you use that? When someone's rushing and you just say, slow down.
The still frog sees the ripples of others.
Imagine being angry and in a rush and someone says that to you. That'd be a backhand. That'd be a backhand immediately.
But you know what? That might be good communication tactic because it would catch them. It would catch them off guard that they'd be like, what?
When are you like, not the one rushing though?
I'm actually very patient.
Okay.
On a good day.
That's not the Kylie I know and love. Me neither, though.
But it's the Kylie.
We're efficient.
It's the Kylie I've become.
Oh. He's become the still frog.
Someone did tell me recently, it's like, once you tap into yourself, you realize.
Who told you this? Other shift? The instructor at Other Shift?
No.
Or your team of.
My team. Because, you know why they told me this?
Yeah.
They said they see a lot of potential in our podcast. And they were like giving us like props.
Are you seeing a mentor or like do you have...
No, I just... Our fans are loyal and they love to talk about the pod. And they're saying, I actually see this going far for you guys. They're like, you guys put in the work. I was telling them you reached out, businesswoman you are.
Didn't hear back, but...
Okay, well...
I have a history of cold calling. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up.
One of her strengths for any prospects exactly. listening.
Be careful.
But yeah, people believe in us.
That's very sweet. I think I need to believe in us a little bit more.
Believing in us is looking at how many views we get on our Instagram. Like, professional, you can see.
Yeah, and it's not adding up to our followers. So
that's
who are these
what
fake
I said.
People?
Like, how do we have 3.7K?
Who are these wieners looking at our profile and not hitting following follow? Us?
I don't know. But anyways, so
gone are the days you should be concerned if you're not getting a follow back because that's not on our brand. But.
All I have to say is keep believing.
No, that's very sweet. I do think I need to become more of a still frog. I think life is like both too short and too long for me to be always in a rush. Like, why am I always in a rush? I have nowhere to be. Nothing is that serious.
I don't know, but this is a perfect segment into your deadly combo, being outspoken and desire to be liked.
That's actually, okay, this is when the podcast gets real. so that is, it's kind of a tough thing to navigate because I am both very outspoken, as anybody would know, wildly opinionated, and I am a little bit too noisy about my opinions. But I also am I'm a people pleaser and I like to be liked. And I said this before that like, I'm like, I don't care what people think about me, but it's a deadly combination to be wildly opinionated, outspoken, and also want to be liked.
Yeah.
Cause you can't do it. Like,
yeah, like
to be well liked by everyone.
It's giving
you have to
those
be small.
Posts where it's like pick two and it gives you five options.
Exactly. Exactly. NA, I simply can't do. So yeah, I don't know how. I always try. Like I've said this before, but like when starting a new job or like joining a new friend group or like anything, I try to be just a bit smaller and not be so outspoken. And like I have too many opinions about too many things and it's not a nice quality, but I try to keep them to myself and I just can't. Like someone says something, it triggers something and I'm like, I have to tell you, that's just a crazy thing that you just said out loud, you know?
Yeah. You know, when you see like therapy TikTok and it's like, or it's like other people share like really wild things their therapist told them.
Yeah.
Because it's like a good life lesson.
Yeah.
I saw something where their therapist told them to stop assuming that people are mad at you or stop attempting to read people's minds. Stop trying to manage the thoughts and emotions of others. Let people be in charge of themselves. If they have something to say to you, they will. And if they don't, it's their responsibility, not yours. So...
Tell that to an anxious girly like me, an overthinker like me.
Yeah, but honestly, though, like, stop worrying about other people. Like, and you're not responsible for them. They're responsible for themselves.
It's so true. And I feel like, why do you want everyone? Like, it's such a silly thing to want everyone to like you. Like, there's enough.
You already have enough people that do like you. And the people that do like.
Grow the not likers.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not like I have to even give the people that don't like me any time of day.
It's true.
It's just like, okay. bye.
You never have that like itch though to like, or like sometimes it's like a specific person that you really care about them liking you for some reason. I have those ones where I don't know why I care. And like some people, like, I don't know why it's certain people, weird little juju thing, but
whatever witch on Etsy is doing their voodoo or whoever's playing with my voodoo doll.
Literally. Yeah. Whoever has my voodoo doll.
I saw a funny one recently. It's like, whoever has my voodoo doll, can you please start starving it?
I saw that. I saw that. And for real, because this ice cream, it's like summer hit. No, I don't need summer to hit for me to want like, ice cream.
Summer's
like,
barely hit.
It's no, been that's like so true. It's been like 5 degrees this week and I've still been like ice cream every day. It's a psychological thing that I'm working through. But it's true.
Advice column.
Okay, so this was good. Advice this week is care less about
what others think. And also like you don't need to be liked by everyone.
That's louder for the people in the back. Me, I'm in the back. No, that's facts. Speaking of people I don't like this week.
Yeah.
Do you know the Chrisleys?
No. Can you explain
like,
for the...
I need you to start watching a little bit more trash TV. Like, quit with these busy. HBO things, these real shows. Like, let's get to the trash. Let's get back to the trash. I was going to say Keeping Up with the Chrisleys. That's not what it was called. But there was a family that's from the South, and I can't believe you don't know the show. Or just these people. They're like, now they're just like influential people, I guess. But it's the Southern family that like they're in a lavender marriage. Or is it lavender when it's just like the Southern men? You know, like
look I thought up Todd. I thought lavender marriage though is just like a very like new age like approach to marriage. Like they're like LGBT friendly and all that stuff. No?
Or it's I thought lavender marriage is when you're married to a beard.
It refers to a heterosexual appearing marriage where at least one partner is gay or lesbian, but the marriage is entered into the reasons other than romantic love.
No, so one of...
Oh, yeah, I guess like a beard.
Okay, look at Todd Chrisley.
This guy's gay, right?
Point proven. Married to a woman and they have a TV show. They have a couple kids and stuff. It was just like reality junk. Not junk, sorry. That's quality TV. And they were charged with like...
Don't tell me like
white collar crimes. No. Like tax fraud and stuff. I don't know what it was. It was like financial crimes and, yucky DJT, Donald J. Trump, pardoned them this week. So they were freed from jail.
Really?
Pardoned because they were treated so horrifically. So they were pardoned. Interesting. And that is a gross person. I guess that whole situation.
Yeah, I don't like him. He gives bad vibes.
Yeah. He and his wife, but yeah. So that goes, I don't know why I brought up, just because I was describing that they are, I believe, in a lavender marriage.
But it is interesting. Like, even remember those show, what was that show? Pray the Gay Away.
Oh my gosh.
But it's like the people in the church, yes. And it's like, you're so like, obviously gay and like in the closet, like you've been pushed into the closet so deep.
Yes.
That it's like, how are you like supporting these like
conversion
camps?
Because they're now brainwashed into thinking they're not gay.
It's so sad.
Remember there was one on it was one of those shows you watch, American Idol or America's Got Talent, when there was a it was a Christian artist. I think he was a part of the worship team or something, but he was involved in a church and he was married to a woman. Mm-hmm. But he was seemingly gay. I don't know if he was, but it's those ones that are in those like deep Southern churches. They don't even have to be in the deep South anymore. I feel like they're everywhere.
Literally.
And I'm like,
they're in your backyard.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
It's so sad. I mean, I know why. Cause like generational.
Yeah. Also like they're trying to like protect themselves.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
From people like them because they're yucky.
Yeah. But then like, it's like, you're just affecting
internalized
others.
Internalized homophobia. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's wild. Gross. That's some crazy stuff.
But anywho, that's Todd Chrisley for you. And yeah, he's pardoned this week. And Donald wanted to pardon them because they were treated so horrifically. Even though we know Donald, he really cares about treating people well.
Yeah, that's sad. On the topic of Pride Month.
Why do you have...
catching up and being so wrong?
Wait, no. Sure, go on that. But I want to... Why do you have noted here, Jen would rock a capri?
Oh, fashion police. So we were talking about like how you know Capri is coming back, right?
I said this. Where were we? I was at Aritzia like 3 months ago and everyone was wearing one. Those are for girls with string bean legs though.
But I want you to wear capris.
Oh, do you? That seems like it was really well-intentioned. You said that. Like,
bring back the heels. Bring back the capris.
The capris on me.
I think you could look cute.
No, I could not. I am built with super soaker legs. I am built with trunks that keep me very stable and grounded. So for that, I'm grateful. But the Hunter rain boots are back. This is very on trend.
Yeah, but like, who's wearing that? Like right now, sure, with the weather we have.
The stringy girlies, yeah. The summers in Massachusetts. You know, like those and they're like, Nancy Meyer aesthetic.
What are they wearing them with?
Shorts. Like short shorts.
And like a tank top?
Just like cutie girl, like maybe like a bomber, like a light bomber jacket. I don't know, just like cutie girl. It's a cute little outfit if you have string bean legs. Like you could definitely sport a little Hunter.
No, but sometimes it also looks weird though because you have such big gap. Like if your legs, there has to be very specific. Would be nice. You have to be the in-between of like spaghetti legs and tree trunks.
You know? Let me tell you, when I was gifted a pair of my Hunters in like grade.
And you had to return them?
I was in grade 9 or 10. I don't know when they were in style last. We were in high school for sure, though. And Father Christmas brought me a pair. And I was trying to.
Father Christmas?
Yeah, Father Christmas.
That's what you call Santa?
No, I just want to adopt British sayings.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Like, did I tell you last week that I really want to adopt Splashback? I was watching this girl renovate her home and she said, "We're changing the tile on our Splashback."
Oh, like backsplash. Instead of backsplash,
they said reverse. So, anywho, Father Christmas brought me these Hunters and try to get them on. No chance. Father Christmas also brought me the winter insert, like, you know, like the knitted one that like made them winter boots.
Didn't need that.
There was not even a quarter of an inch for me to get that in. So, anywho, I had to return them for the mid calf ones that are a little bit wider, not nearly as cute. And I felt pretty bad for myself. So seeing these Hunters come back.
A little PTSD.
It's a little disappointing. I thought we were doing better than that, folks. So, yeah, I won't be buying into that one.
Well, on the topic of you wanting to do, like, citizen's arrest, you could start going out in public and arresting people wearing Hunters.
Just because they have string bean legs. Yeah. It's just, girls, if you're listening, it's just because I'm jealous of you. There's nothing but jealousy here.
Just remember, the still frog sees the ripples others miss.
Still frog catches the string bean legs in Hunters. Yeah, there's a few Hunters. You have to be. It's a similar body type, capris and capris and Hunters. Can't be catching me. Can't be catching me trying to show that much of these.
Did you wear capris growing up, or like you like boycotted them since day one?
I don't think I've ever. I don't understand capris. Like, I don't think they're nice. Like, I don't think they ever make sense. Even on, like Paige DeSorbo, like, she brought the capri back. Like, yeah. Or she was wearing the capri when it first came back, like, quite a while ago. She's a woman of string. She is a absolute green bean. And it still looks odd to me. Like, it like, just, like, is skinny, disproportionate.
Skinny as the fit doesn't even apply to her.
Yeah, no, I'd say. I think it looks okay on, like, moms.
Yeah,
like, you know, it's I feel fitting. Like it's just, it's like, it's just, like, a cute little mom
or
band.
The Chrisley family.
Yeah, or those in lavender marriages. But on me?
Not working.
I wouldn't want to do that to anybody. One time I was wearing a skinny jean. I feel bad. I feel bad for myself in this situation. One time I was wearing a skinny jean and Blundstones. And I was walking down the streets of Ottawa and there were some characters out and about there. And
you got whistle called?
Opposite of whistle called. He told me to lose the boots.
Oh.
I guess I didn't look very good.
Means, though.
I don't know, but it kind of looked like my stuffed sausages were in a jean that was way too tight for me. Like, he wasn't wrong. Like, he was citizen's arrest for fashion police in Live Into the Flesh shouting at me. That's what we could do. We could just do on the street. I don't think that's very good. I don't think that's very sweet of us, but.
But I think that kind of wraps it up this week. Next week
we're going to be more controversial.
No, next week, podcast milestone.
We don't know if we can do it yet, so we can't promise. We want to get video to you guys.
We're going to do it. That is like our mission next week. Okay. Hold it to us.
Hold us to it.
I think, what I mean to you. but I'm also hoping we can get some intro music going. I have big things coming. Big things coming for you guys.
Okay, Chief AI Officer, CAIO.
Dead. All right, well, thanks for listening, girlies.
Bye.